I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The new 2012 fishing regulations are now out, and there are a couple of key changes you'll want to know about. I'll give you the details of those coming up right after this. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone. There are two key changes in the 2012 fishing laws for West Virginia. DNR Warm Water Fisheries Chief Brett Preston tells us the first one deals with walleyes on two specific impoundments in the state.
There's an increase in the minimum size limit for walleye, going from 24 inches to 28 inches at two lakes here in West Virginia, Charles Fork up in Roane County and Mon Cove Lake over in Monroe County. Those are a couple of small impoundments that we've been stocking with some walleye fingerlings over the years and seeing some really good growth. And one of the things that our folks were concerned about was that these fish were reaching close to 24 inches before they were mature and producing eggs. And one of the reasons we stocked these impoundments was to have a supply of broodstock for our hatchery system. And so one of the things we want to do is to protect that broodstock, so we increase the size limit to 28 inches.
Now, if you're wondering about storing broodstock in a public water, Brett says that's not an uncommon thing to do.
It's pretty routine. There aren't many places that we can go to maintain a broodstock that would be off limits to public fishing. For example, I mean, all of our muskie program for many years has been dependent upon Middle Island Creek as a source of broodstock muskies, and you know, we've recently expanded that a little bit to kind of buffer that to some other impoundments like North Bend Lake. But no, it's not uncommon to utilize public waters for a broodstock source.
Second change in the 2012 regulations is one many anglers will want to know about, since it involves bass fishing on the Ohio River.
On the Ohio River for black bass, we had recommended and the commission approved a 12-inch minimum size limit for largemouth, smallmouth, and spotted bass on the Ohio River, the entire length of it. That was done in conjunction with some other changes to black bass regulations in other states. We wanted to be consistent with Ohio on their regulation, Kentucky, I believe Indiana is working towards a recommendation for a 12-inch minimum size as well.
The 2012 fishing regulations have been published and are now available at any DNR office or licensed retailer across the state. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.